Junction Company Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. We will be joined in studio in less than an hour by Frank Caliendo. He's in town at the DC Improv. He'll be performing tonight and Wednesday. So looking forward to hosting Frank at 8 a.m. So that's coming up in just about an hour. So we wanted to get into the latest with the tush push on the eve of the Spring League meeting. An alteration has been introduced to one of the most anticipated decisions on a potential rule change. A revised proposal to ban the tush push play has been submitted by the Green Bay Packers. That was announced by the NFL yesterday. In the updated proposal, pushing or pulling a runner, quote, in any direction at any time or lifting him to his feet would be banned.
I think that's fair.
Which offers a broader stance, hearkening back to the rules set from the league's start through 2005, noted by NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero.
So that means beyond just a tush push situation, if a running back gets kind of jammed up, a big offensive lineman can't run behind
him. Right, like if B-Rob got stacked up, you know, after a three-yard gain, and then two or three linemen or another running back pushed him five more yards down the field, that would no longer be an allowed play in the NFL.
Right.
So look, I mean, it's...
But is that a big part of the tush push? Isn't a big part of the tush push just big, strong-ass Jalen Hurts just getting right up behind his center?
Well, it's also guys behind him.
Pushing him
into the end zone.
That's a big part of it, you think?
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, yes. That's why push is in the name.
Well, yeah.
He's being pushed into the end zone.
Or brotherly shove.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would just be a quarterback sneak.
That's what it appeared to me.
Yeah, he's getting assistance.
I didn't realize it was that big.
He
squats like 600 pounds.
They're the best at it. I brought this up a lot. I personally believe they shouldn't ban it. Teams have to figure out to stop it. What I brought up a lot is Josh Allen and the Bills tried to do it often, and they ran it three or four times against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs figured out a way to stop them in the AFC Championship game, part of the reason they got to the Super Bowl. So there's this push to ban it. I think that is just teams who haven't figured out a way to stop it being wusses. Figure out a way to stop it. Valdez had a proposal years ago.
Well, I mean, I do like his proposal because it's out of the box and unorthodox. But, I mean, no teams are going to adopt the Valdez proposal.
I have a question about the push and the ban on the push.
Okay.
So let's say Jalen Hurts is trying to sneak and Saquon touches him in the back and tries to shove him.
Yeah.
Does that mean the refs will blow the play dead right then and there, or is that a penalty?
I haven't seen any sort of dialogue as to what the result would be.
And what happens on a run if forward progress is stopped and then a lineman pushes the running back forward? You know how linemen carry their running back or receiver forward?
I would assume there'd have to be some sort of penalty, like punitive.
It used to be a five-yard penalty, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm telling you.
Remember, it used to be illegal. If you remember all the way back to 20 years ago, USC was playing Notre Dame, and they called it the Bush Push.
Yeah.
Because Leinart got pushed in the back by Reggie Bush to score the winning touchdown against Notre Dame. And it was a huge deal because you weren't then not allowed to assist the runners at all.
Right.
And so they changed the rule in the NFL and college, I think. And now it's commonplace.
Right.
Well, listen, they clearly pushed Jalen, but by the time he gets pushed, he's already 3 yards into the end zone, usually. Or, you know what I mean? Like, he does get pushed. But the offensive line gets such a push. There's so much momentum. It's not like he's stopped.
Yeah, but there's a reason that they're doing it. There's a reason.
I mean, they're finishing off the play.
There's at least two guys escorting him into the end zone from behind.
Watch it, though. Watch it. He's already gained 2 yards by the time they push him.
Sometimes. Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes he's pushed.
Watch three of them. Yeah.
Look, there's a reason they were successful. Number one, Jalen Hurts is super strong. Number two, now, it's changed, but Jason Kelce was really good at it. Now, he said he hated doing it, but he was really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
They also had the best offensive line overall in all of football, and they get the push. It's a combination.
All right, let's listen to the audio.
Tush, push, brotherly shove, EB. It is an element, the pushing and shoving part of it.
I think it might be overplayed a little bit. They seem to be getting their yardage without the push.
My personal opinion, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you know, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
So that's Frankie Louvu of the Commanders on NFL Network with Kyle Brandt discussing his take on the tush push and whether it should be banned or not.
Hey, Quinn and Louvu decided that they were going to try that way to stop the tush push where he was launching himself over the pile. And then we almost got a penalty, which I'd never heard of, where they were just going to award points to Philadelphia.
Right,
right.
That was a joke.
Right.
But I do think you can stop it. Look, the regular quarterback sneak has a success rate, I believe, over 85%.
Right.
The tush push just takes it to another level where it's, at least Philadelphia's version, it's close to 95%.
All right, so it's 10% more.
Yeah, so if it's 95% effective, that just saying, well, just find out a way to stop it. Well, it's more difficult than that. Like, they have a decided advantage because they know exactly when they're moving. The defense doesn't. The defense is at an inherent disadvantage.
So you're for banning it.
I'm fine with banning it.
You're fine with it? Are you pro-banning, or do you think defenses should figure out a way to stop it?
Maybe I'm soft. I'm pro-banning the tush push.
Do you want to ban the quarterback sneak?
No, quarterback sneak is fine. He just can't be pushed by 600 pounds of men behind him, helping him, escorting him into the end zone. If Jalen Hurts is strong enough and squats 800 pounds, he should be able to get behind his offensive line and get low enough to get the yard or two that he needs.
If the average quarterback sneak is 85%, forget about tush push. They're going to be over 85% with Jalen in that offensive line. Forget about pushing them in the butt.
Right.
They're going to be over 85%. All of the clips I've seen, they've already gotten the majority of the yardage, and then the guys just push him, and it gets an extra 5 yards or whatever, and make it obvious. But that offensive line gets so much.
I don't blame
push.
The Eagles for finding a loophole and exploiting it.
No,
which is what they've done. It's genius,
right?
But it's not really. I don't really consider that a fair football play. Like
when you're getting pushed from behind,
you're pushing somebody and assisting them from behind.
But all teams
do it. You
got to
do that on your own.
But all teams do it, maybe not in a tush push situation.
I'm fine with banning all of it. I'm fine with, but like at midfield, if somebody's stacked up and you determine that they're no longer gaining yardage.
I mean, how many times do you see it? There's a pass downfield, and all of a sudden, some big ass offensive lineman just blasts into them and knocks them another four or 5 yards.
It has to be a dangerous play. It has to contribute to injuries, I would think.
Yeah, I guess I would be okay.
I have no problem getting rid of all of it.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I just put it up as our poll of the day. Should the tush push be banned?
But you have
Surfside,
convinced me.
We love Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. That means zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfsides at your local bars and convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio or give us a call at 800-636-1067.
And as a Commanders fan, facing that twice per season, you should definitely be for banning that play. It just gives the Eagles an inherent advantage whenever they're inside the 2 or 3 yard line.
But it's not going to make much of a difference because if the standard quarterback sneak is 85%.
Well, you're adding 10% effectiveness. I think that's a pretty big bump.
I think it's pretty marginal.
From 85 to 95%?
By the way, that's my memory. I didn't check it right here, but it's right around there.
Yeah.
I'm quoting you. I think if they ban it, the Eagles will still be wildly successful in short yardage situations.
Sure, because they'll just either give it to Jalen or they'll give it to Saquon Barkley, who last time I checked is still pretty effective at finding the end zone from 2 or 3 yards out.
Yeah.
But it does hurt them a bit because that play was automatic. It was almost automatic from the 2 yard line and in.
All right, let's go to
I just saw somewhere where they say actually the regular quarterback sneak is 89%.
So it's 5% difference. I'm telling you, when you watch the tush push, the majority of the work is done before they're pushed. The offensive line gets maybe a the huge case, but push.
But here's where I find that the people that want to ban it, where I find the argument a little weak. And even Luvu, who we all like, very good player, he was noting the personnel. His problem wasn't necessarily with the play. He was like, they got Jordan Mulata over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah. I think you could.
Your side's got to get better.
Yeah, I think it has a marginal impact. They're just their offensive line is just awesome.
Yeah, they found an edge.
Yeah, but like you say, if it's 89% without a push, they're just, it's a little
extra. It's hard to find the exact data. Even in some of these articles, they're like, well, it depends on the type of quarterback sneak. Is it one where you're jumping over? Is
it
fourth and one? Is it?
They're still gonna shove it down your throats. Unfortunately.
I don't know how most teams aren't banding together to get the 24 votes to ban it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why is there holdout? I would think it would be like 30 plus teams voting to ban it.
Here's one report from Yale. They said from 1998 to 2015, quarterback sneaks were being converted on fourth and ones. So this is just on fourth and ones at an 82.8% clip.
Mm-hmm. Where's the
non-quarterback runs had a conversion rate of 63.4%. So the quarterback sneak better than the run on fourth and one.
Right.
But it's all dependent on kind of the situations. Fourth and two, quarterback sneaks, 89.7%. So when you sneak on fourth and two, you're better off than sneaking on fourth and
one. Jalen Hurts' success rate before the tush push on QB sneaks was 80%.
And now it's 95?
Yeah.
So it's up to 15%. All right, let's go to Matthew in D.C. Matthew,
hey,
what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
How are you?
So this actually either needs to be changed or banned because it's giving the offense an allowance that it doesn't give the defense. The offensive players can push the runner. The defensive players can't push each other. So Frankie Louvu has to jump over the top. He can't push Deron Payne or Jonathan Allen or whoever will have his tackles next year. The key being offensive players get to do something that defensive players don't get to do. That's what makes it unfair.
That's a good point.
And that's what gives the offensive an advantage.
Yeah, like why if Jalen Hurts is allowed to be pushed by Saquon and a tight end, why can't Frankie Louvu push Johnny Newton or Deron Payne? Like it should be the same for both sides. Totally agree. Thank you for the call.
If Louvu's pushing them, that's going to kick it. That's going to make the and the key is keep it in, give the defense that opportunity, and then that gives the offense a wrinkle because they could look like they're going to do the tush push. Everybody's going to push in. But you flip it back, Saquon Barkley either runs to the outside or Jalen Hurts pulls it back quick, throws to a tight end coming out of formation. That person's going to be wide open. So it adds excitement to the game, but give every player, give both teams the opportunity to have the same ability.
All right, great.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Matthew.
We'll
appreciate it, buddy.
We'll continue to take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Which side do you come down on with the tush push? A revised proposal is being put up for a vote at the league meetings. We'll take your calls on it next at 800-636-1067. Don't forget, Frank Caliendo will join the Junks in studio at 8 o'clock. He'll be at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday, so be sure to keep listening and or watching for that.
Not to muck up the tush-push discussion, I'm against banning it. You can vote at Junks Radio, and you can give us a call at 800-636-1067. I thought the more interesting proposal, which would affect the Commanders, is the proposal to not just go, you win your division, you're one of the top four seeds. Mm-hmm. So the Commanders, who did not win the NFC East, of course, were the sixth seed last year, but they could have had an improved seed based on record.
Yeah, so
I think that's the way it should go.
Detroit has resubmitted a proposal that strips the automatic home game for division champions and seeds all seven playoff participants based on record. And, you know, another example is, I believe Minnesota won 14 games during the regular season, mm-hmm. didn't win their division. They had to play a road playoff game at the LA Rams, I believe was their opponent.
Yes.
Like, you should reward teams and win 14 regular season games.
I saw one of the criticisms of changing it is that the teams that win their division, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a criticism, really. They just want home games.
Right.
Right? And some of these teams haven't had home playoff games in forever, and they're like, hey, if we finally win the division, shouldn't we get a home game?
Yeah.
So, but I like I think it's more fair when you just do it based on record.
It's more fair, and also de-incentivizes teams from resting starters in week 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Because if you're locked into your spot and you can't move off your spot and you've got a home playoff game.
Right, because you wrap up the division early.
Right, you're gonna rest your starters. It makes games less compelling down the stretch. This keeps your starters in play basically through all 18 weeks. So I don't have a problem with it.
So I'm against the tush push ban, but I'm pro in changing the playoff format.
I think I'm pro in changing the playoff format too.
Hmm. All right, let's make out some of these calls. A bunch of people want to chime in. Let's go to Ronnie in Mitchellville. Hey, Ronnie, what's up, man? Y'all with the Junks.
Peace and love, gentlemen.
What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, pal?
If the New Orleans Saints were the best team in the NFL with the tush push, would they even be talking about banning it?
They might if a team's converting that play at like 95% and defenses have no real way of stopping it.
What is your take? Why do you think they're banning it? Because it's in Philly.
Because it's Philly. Philly has the best offensive line. Mm-hmm. They have a perfect quarterback to run it, and they've been very successful. No other team comes close to Philly running that play. So you don't want to give, I guess in their mindset, the better team more ammunition. Because if it was the Saints, it wouldn't even be a discussion. And they talk about injuries. Don't tell me. Show me where's more injuries on that play.
But don't you see it as like a cheap and gimmicky type of play? When you see them lining up to do it, you almost automatically think, well, they're going to convert here. It's like the old extra point. There's a reason they moved the extra point line back, because they're hitting it all the time.
But that was a league-wide. This is basically one team.
No, this would be league-wide. It's punitive for Philly because they have utilized it the best, but it would be a league-wide rule. It's not just a rule against the Eagles. Well, it kind of looks that way.
But which team does it affect the most, the Eagles? It doesn't affect the Saints because they don't really run it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bills ran it.
The Bills ran it a lot. Their success rate was only 78.4%.
Because they don't have the best offensive line.
Yeah, look, I'm on your side. I think it has more to do with the personnel. And as I've said a bunch of times, the regular quarterback sneak is very successful. This is just taking it to another level. They do it the best because of their personnel, because they're big. Their left tackle weighs 365 pounds. Their left guard weighs 332 pounds.
But again,
Kurt squats 600, 700 pounds.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
Let me ask you gentlemen a question. If the Commanders were the best team in the league at running it, would you want them to run it with Daniels as quarterback?
If we were the best in the league,
if they were the best at converting it, sure.
I think so.
These guys risk injury anytime they're out on the field. I understand it might be elevated if you're diving into that scrum, into that pile.
What's the big injury risk, you think? A concussion? Just from the head-to-head stuff right there?
All I've ever heard them say is more injuries. But if Daniels was the best at running it, and it was more injuries, as they say, we really wouldn't want him because he's slight of Bill.
To me, the injury thing is
scapegoat.
Is cover.
Yeah,
I feel like the league knows that the Eagles are by and far the most effective at running it, and they don't want one team to have that big of a competitive advantage over the other 31 teams.
Thanks,
in the
Ronnie.
League.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for the call.
But
league likes parity. They like other teams to be able to compete.
But getting back to the defensive rules, you're not allowed to push. The linebacker's not allowed to push the D lineman,
no,
right?
That's correct.
So that is an issue.
Make it fair for both sides.
Make it fair for both sides.
Here's an article from Oddspedia. The article is, what if the tush push gets banned? And I don't know how they derive these findings, but their findings say, all right, Eagles win-loss record in 2024 was 14-3. That was their regular season record. They claim without the tush push, it could have been 11-4-2, which would have meant that the Commanders would have won the division based on this article their findings, because they're taking the tush pushes. And I think what they're doing is they're taking the tush pushes and their successful you know, 95% of the time or whatever it is. And then they're replacing that with quarterback sneaks and saying sometimes the drives would be stopped. And I mean, it's I think it's very dicey at best, but clearly it impacts the Eagles more than any other team.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you allow defenses to, so like, I know, for example, in like field goals, you're not allowed to push, right? You're not allowed to help a guy jump over the line,
right?
All that stuff. Why would the offense be allowed to push, but the defense not be able to?
It's a great question.
In the regular season, the Eagles had drives ending in touchdowns 15 times when they used the tush push and 4 field goals. Because they're not just using the tush push on the goal line. Sometimes they're using the tush push on the 50-yard line, on the 40-yard line, whatever. So they're scoring at this great clip because they're benefiting from that conversion. I just think it's hard to speculate that they wouldn't convert elsewhere. I guess they're using the average based on regular quarterback sneaks. But you don't have to call a quarterback sneak. You can call a play-action pass.
Yeah.
It's very speculative.
All right, let's go to Rich in Ashburn. Rich, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Sure.
My point in banning it, I'm pro-banning it because they're building defenses smaller now to combat the running quarterback. So generally speaking, most defensive linemen are smaller than they have been ever in history. And when you're building an offensive line like Philly has with a couple 350-plus guys, you know, it is a decided advantage.
What if you allow the defensive guys to push back so the linebackers can push on the defensive ends' butts, or defensive tackles' butts?
That might be an option. I might be for that. But generally speaking, the way it is right now, the offense has a completely decided advantage just across the league because of the size of defensive linemen nowadays, because they can run.
Right. All right. Fair point. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. You know, this tush-push argument is kind of like the old global Mormon. You know, do you believe it or you don't believe it? Like, with the tush-push, is either you believe it's a football play or you believe it's a rugby play. And if it's a rugby play, then you can't say it's a rugby play and we're going to allow it. You're going to have to change the rules so the defense can combat, whether it's, you know, let the defensive linemen, I mean, the linebackers push the linebackers in. But even still, you do that. And then, you know, for me, if you're going to allow the tush push, then you got to admit it's a rugby play. You got to let the defense do what they need to do to stop it. But then you can't have a situation where, you know, the Eagles or whomever lines up as a tush push and then they pass the ball out of it, because then you just open too many Pandora's box, if you will. And then, you know, to Luvu's point, they try to stop it, and then the ref said, okay, you do it one more time, we're going to give you points. So I think you put the defense at, you know, disadvantage that's so enormous that it makes the game kind of unfair. So I think, you know, if you allow it, you're going to have to change the game a little bit. But I think the easiest thing to do is just disallow it, because, you know, next thing you know, that's when you may not have a lot of injuries now, but then when you allow the linebackers to push the linemen, that's probably when the injuries are going to start coming in and into the game.
Look, you can ban
Thank
it.
You, buddy.
They Tom certainly Rick. Can do it. It might be banned, but what's next? Teams are going to look at the success rate that the Commanders had on fourth downs running read option, where the ball gets stuck in the running back and then Jaden Daniels pulls it and scrambles for a run, and they're going to say, nah, 95% of the time, Jaden gets a first down. We got to stop that.
Yeah, but at least that's a football type of play. The big just pile being pushed by a bunch of guys, like, it's kind of gross looking, in my opinion. To me, it's aesthetically unpleasing.
What about?
I just don't like the way it looks.
What about if you have a 6'10" wide receiver and you throw a fade to them at the goal line every single time and it's automatic? Are you going to ban that?
Well, they banned dunking for when Wilt Chamberlain was dunking back in the day, didn't they? I think my understanding is they banned dunking.
But I think JP's point is if you're going down this highway of banning stuff that's overly successful, what's going to stop you from another play coming that's super successful?
I mean, show me another play before the tush push that got banned because one team was so good at it that they had to just outlaw it.
So can't why think not?
No, but it's a, no, it's a it's a precedent.
It's a precedent. That's
so again, what's the downside if you allow? How does it bleed over and ruin the game or whatever? If you allow linebackers to push on a defensive end's or defensive tackle's butt,
I don't know.
What
I don't know the downside to that.
Why, I mean, it just seems unfair.
Here are a couple of tweets. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio and, of course, text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Washington Hotcakes tweets, the problem is they don't just use it on fourth down. They do it on third to get closer for fourth. Two times in a row is terrible for the viewer. That's kind of the Cakes opinion, that it's just ugly to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. I mean, sorry. I like aesthetically pleasing football.
You don't want it to turn into a rugby match?
I mean, I like rugby, too. We're doing an appearance at Old Glory DC Rugby this after Memorial Day weekend. I like me some rugby. I like to keep rugby and football separate.
Maybe
there's a reason that they're separated.
Maybe they should hire some rugby guys. Maybe they can come up with some ploys.
There's always a story about this guy's in camp. He played rugby in New Zealand.
And he's going to try to help with the tush push?
No, he's just like, he's going to be like some special teams
demon.
Forget
about that. I'm talking about hiring a rugby coach.
Sure.
That maybe has an idea of how
if
you
you're
can
Dan
coach
Quinn
up the defense.
If you're Dan Quinn and Josh Harris, there's no salary cap on spending for your coaching staff.
I think I'm on to something by saving a roster spot for some dude who's 6'10 for fades in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Little in Bowie. Little, what's up, man? Y'all with the Junks.
Man, thank you for taking my call, fellas. Man,
of course.
I look at it, man. Look, man, it's an embarrassment, man. Man, if you all pro, why the hell you need somebody to help you move the pile?
Right.
I'm surprised none of the players from the Eagles ain't never speak up and say, you know, but hey, I'm all pro. Let me do my job.
Well, they don't care because they're hitting their incentives. They're scoring more touchdowns. They're scoring more points. They're winning Super Bowls.
To Little's point.
It's embarrassing, man. Anytime you have a pillow on your back, anytime you want some respect in the league, you think the legend Doc Walker wants somebody to push him? The best blocking tight end in the NFL, in my book.
Little, well, if you watch it, to
man,
your
look,
point.
If you all pro, let me do my job. It's an embarrassment, man. And I'm going to tell you, I'm surprised nobody in the league hadn't realized. Man, if you pose, show me what you can do.
Yeah.
What you need some help for.
Listen, I don't think they particularly need the help. I guess you're showing me the stats that they're 95 to 89 before or whatever, but
prove it. Prove it in the middle of the field. When you're on the 40-yard line, you need 2 yards.
Yeah.
Prove it to us.
Thanks, Little.
I see the offensive line moving the defense every time. They just move them, and then they get that extra push to get an extra couple yards.
Why would I care? Win the Super Bowl. You think I care for some dude pushing
me? You're getting $10 million more a year in endorsements. Yeah. You think you care?
You think my ego's that big that I give a rat's ass if someone helps me?
I think I stand either ban it or allow defenses to do the same thing.
Yeah. Give the defense a fighting chance.
Well, how's that not been brought up?
I don't know. Somebody should advocate for the defense for once.
Advocate for the defense. How can one side, you know, use the whole team to shove against you and you can't?
Yep. Doesn't seem very fair.
Doesn't seem fair.
All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, Frank Caliendo will join us in studio. He's in town to perform at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday, so be sure to keep listening and or watching. Attention, golfers and Patriots, the annual Purple Heart Open presented by Green Drop is back, and it's better than ever. Join them Tuesday, June 3rd at 1757 Golf Club for a day filled with camaraderie and competition. You can make a meaningful impact in the lives of those who have sacrificed so much for our country. Register today at purpleheartfoundation.org and secure your spot in this unforgettable event. If you can't attend, you can still play a vital role in supporting our heroes. Donate auction items or make a direct contribution. It's easy, it's impactful, it's tax deductible. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org. We may have good news for Junks listeners who suffer from migraines. We may have a solution for you, a quick, easy fix. Actually delicious.
No, migraines, for people that really have migraines, I know a few people that, I mean, like, it's devastating their lives.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like really, really debilitating.
Migraines. I know that they can it can debilitate you and like they're soul crushing.
Yeah.
But apparently, some McDonald's customers on TikTok claim that a certain food and drink combo from McDonald's can get rid of their migraines.
Is that like going to Taco Bell when you when you're constipated?
I don't think so. I think it's a little bit different.
Oh, it's a little more complicated than that.
I will say the Taco Bell advertising of late is trying to hook me in because they've got their, I think they're offering up Taco Bell chicken nugs with like a fire ranch sauce. I could be swayed to
go through.
They're
branching out now and doing chicken nuggets.
I think they offer them from time to time.
Eric, have you seen the reel of this nurse who is helping her patient who's constipated, and she warms up prune juice with butter and gives it to him, and then it just helps it.
It greases the skids.
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take after that? Not long?
Minutes.
Oh, wow.
I tried that after watching that reel. Not for me, for my daughter. It didn't work.
Why? Because she was all constipated?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was like a month ago.
Really?
I got so psyched for that reel, Valdez mentioned.
Right?
Did nothing. So much prune juice, a gallon of prune juice.
Oh,
prune so juice much will help, melted butter.
It usually doesn't help right away.
Nothing happened.
If you buy prune juice, I'm sorry. You're just old. You're just
my dad. My dad bought prune juice.
An old person
all the time.
Just like I tweeted.
Why would older guys buy prune juice? Like, why are older guys more
stay regular? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but why would an older person be less regular than a regular person?
Their system just slows down after a while.
You got so many miles on your system.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to change the oil.
There's some stereotypes with old people that just. They're 1,000%
timeless.
Correct. I was driving through Rockville 2 or 3 days ago, and I got behind somebody in a Buick LeSabre, and they were driving slow. And I was like, well, there's 100% chance this is just an old person driving. I pull up next to them. It's an old person driving. It's an old person in the passenger seat, and then an even older person in the back seat.
How'd you take the picture? Did you just flip the camera?
I took the picture when I was stopped. I was safe and responsible. I was stopped at a red light, and I was like, I can snap a picture from
let me taunt these seniors.
No, it's just an observation, JP. I told people, if you're driving behind a Buick LeSabre today, you're gonna be driving slow.
What?
Because the lock is an old person driving it.
Buick has to have the oldest demographic, right?
100%.
I mean, there's no teenager Buick.
That's my point exactly.
Yeah,
you see one of those in the wild, who's driving it.
Honestly, are they even still in business?
I think they're still cranking them out.
They still make cars, Buicks. They make them strictly for old
Tiger
parts.
used to hype up Buick back in the day.
That's right. They tried to go younger.
Anyway, back to the McDonald's bit. One viral video on TikTok, which has over 3 million views, shows a woman sitting in her car in a McDonald's drive-thru, sipping a soda and eating fries. The text said she's doing this, quote, because I've had a headache for 48 hours, and TikTok said it could help. Caffeine and the carbonation in Coca-Cola are two of the reasons, according to researchers. If you think about most over-the-counter migraine treatments, the medications themselves can contain a dose of caffeine.
So it's just simply caffeine? So you could go to any restaurant and get a drink of caffeine.
The carbohydrates in the fries can also help settle the stomach, which can also be a side symptom of a migraine.
So just fries and a drink?
Fries and like a Coca-Cola. Which is a delicious combination, whether you have a migraine or not.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want a big, frosty McDonald's, I'd go Diet Coke or Coca-Cola, and steaming hot fries that are perfectly salted.
I just find that hard to believe that would really work for people that really now, suffer from migraines.
By the way, the average age of a Buick consumer?
Yeah.
45. Average age of a BMW, 46 to 49.
Mm. That's crazy.
So your Buick driver's younger.
Okay, I don't know if I believe that, whatever stat you're looking at.
I don't think this was Grok. It was some sort of AI.
Now, this is one person on TikTok wrote, quote, I work in neurology and our headache specialist literally recommends the McMigraine is what it's being called to patients. Uh-huh. So if you have a migraine, they're going to send you right to the McDonald's drive-thru. Hopefully, your systems will subsist and go away.
Do you have any food remedies for problems? My number one go-to for constipation.
What are we talking about?
Is McDonald's pancakes.
Oh, okay.
With syrup. Lots of syrup.
Do I have any life food hacks?
Yes.
Not that I can tell.
I've never had migraines, but if I ever have a migraine, this is going to now be my new go-to.
This is now your solution.
I would get headaches, but I think mine were sinus headaches, and I would just go and get like a steam. I would get in a hot bath.
Like if you have a
my neck,
if you've
my
never
head.
If you've never had a migraine before, the first time you have one, you know instantly it's a migraine.
Yeah,
it hits different.
I don't think I've had a migraine. I think I've had sinus headaches.
Hey, when Dee tells you she has a headache and can't bang you, you gotta go Uber eat some McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
It's a great idea.
Hey, here, just have some fries.
Here's my ultimate food hack. I would never do what Eric Bickle is doing right now. He's eating a hunk of cheese straight out of a wrapper. I would just never do it.
Cheddar now, cheese, it's silly.
Now, did I you wish buy it was, that at the vending?
Yeah, I think I paid $2.50 for it. I wish it was extra sharp. It's only medium.
Okay, you need that extra sharp cheddar?
Oh, only extra sharp. Okay. But if my wife buys regular sharp, we have a dispute.
Oh, really? There's an issue?
Yeah, it is. We'll fight.
It's too soft.
I like extra sharp. I need extra sharp cake.
I mean, you don't need like a... Don't you need like a cracker or a piece of pepperoni to kind of like offset the cheesiness?
This is what
apparently
I,
not.
I love the cheese. Look.
That is... To me, that is... What you're doing is vile and reprehensible. I would never do it.
Most people like cheesecakes.
I understand that I'm
you're
in the minority.
You're on the outside looking in on
that. Yeah, but
one.
I don't know if most people like just eating it straight out of the wrapper.
Most people like the go to like a, if you ha, like at a, I don't know, some sort of reception or something. They'll have little cheese blocks. They'll grab little cheese blocks.
I see it all the time.
I'll get a half pound of cheese at the deli just to keep in the fridge and munch a slice every now and then.
Every time I go to the grocery,
I find that bizarre.
I stop by the cheese area and pick up an extra sharp or some cheddar. Yeah. Every time.
That's okay. You like to have cheese
now,
around
all times.
Now, I will
say this. I think it's provolone. My wife sometimes will veer.
Yeah.
And she'll get provolone. That smells like duty. I don't.
It does have a pungent aroma.
It has an aroma to it that I don't get sized and I don't find it pleasing.
I think I'm going to guess Valdez does this bit. Valdez, if you go to the deli, do you have them slice the meat like in a certain, like sometimes they're like, how do you want it sliced? And I'm like, what medium? It doesn't matter. And then sometimes they'll offer you, they'll slice a piece and they're like, it's a sample and they hand it to you in the store. I always feel weird when I get handed like a piece of roast beef or turkey and then I'm just munching it in the middle of the of the deli aisle.
My mother, see, we were poor. So my mother would always say thinly sliced.
Right.
So you get as many slices as possible.
Same amount of pounds.
So you can make as many sandwiches as you could.
Yeah.
100%.
Didn't know that was for the poor.
It's for the brokies.
Yeah, because you can have more sandwiches that way.
We used to do, my mom used to ask for thin slice all the time.
Oh,
I didn't know that was a brokey
thing.
I
think it's a brokey
thing.
You
want to feel like a brokey?
Yeah.
Here's the best way to feel like a brokey, Valdez. Drive your electric car to Bethesda Country Club to play in a pickleball match against Bethesda Country Club and drive in and just be passed by high-end Mercedes, Beamers, Porsches, just
honestly, nicest
of the nice.
Listen, I know you got a deal and everything.
Yeah.
That car is hurting. That car,
it's emasculating.
You look like a wuss.
It's my computer. I was going to say my computer car. It's my commuter car. It's what I commute to work.
You look like such a, I mean, I want to say a slanderous word.
I know the word you want to say.
It's his car. You know the little red thing with the yellow top you would get in as a kid and push around?
Yeah, cozy coupe.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, it's my personal cozy coupe.
He drives around in the world's wimpiest car.
that's fine.
I mean, when I see
think about my cozy coupe whenever you're at the gas station putting $90 into your car.
I think
of me.
I think journalism had more horsepower than his car.
probably did. It probably thing, passed me out on the road.
You could probably, there are probably ride-on lawnmowers that are faster.
Yeah. That car actually does have decent pickup.
A John Deere.
It would shock you. That car's got a little bit of get up and go to it.
Well, those electric cars are fast. So I might buy that.
Yeah.
But it can't have more than like 80 horsepower. I mean, it just
doesn't matter to me. I did feel like
it's literally the world's whippiest car.
I felt like a big giant brokey when I parked it in the Bethesda Country Club parking lot over the weekend.
Who's your car deal with?
With our good friends at Lindsay right behind you. Okay. Look at that silly sign right behind you.
I can't keep track of everybody's deal. All right. So you got Lindsay. And so what kind of vehicle is it?
It's a Chevrolet Bolt.
Right. Don't they make a manlier electric car?
Yeah, can you get like a Bolt XL?
Can you get a freaking Tahoe?
There are other electric vehicle options.
Get to something with some balls.
I'm good with what I'm driving.
He needs something with, like, testicles.
I don't need a fancy car to validate who I am.
No, no, it doesn't need to be fancy. It just needs to be freaking manly.
I'm with you, Cakes. I'm actually jealous
I'm
of your electric vehicle.
I'm fine driving my vehicle, but I did feel like
that's
a big
the last
brokey.
Thing I'm jealous of. I mean, honestly.
It's He's fine. More comfortable in his skin than you.
Yeah, I don't need to drive a $80,000 Beamer to feel comfortable. I'm fine in my car.
I could drive a pickup and feel comfortable, but that pickup's got some freaking testicles
That's
on the
fine.
Bottom of it.
It's all good.
You're too swayed by what others fun. Think. You've told us before that you were ashamed of whatever car you had when you used to roll up to the tailgate, so you'd rent something else.
I can't roll up in some cheap like Hyundai or something. Those freaking guys with their Dodge trucks, which is, I mean, I feel like a big wussy. Yeah. That's definitely true. I definitely think your
you
car...
You care too much about what people think about your car, in my opinion.
I think your car, the kind of car you drive, does speak a little bit to the kind of person you are.
That's fine.
So
that,
I would
that's
say,
your thought.
I would say that that's kind of a shallow thought.
Well, I mean, you think the way you dress kind of it speaks to how you... the kind of person you are?
You dress in slides and socks every day.
Yeah, I'm a money person.
Does that mean you're a hobo? Yeah.
No, what are you talking about here?
You don't think the way you dress in general
sure
speaks to the kind of person you are? I think the kind of car you drive speaks to the kind of person you are.
What kind of person am I?
You? Brokey.
You would have fit right in driving into that country club with me.
Yeah. Did you win?
Yeah. Definitely won.
That's the most important thing.
Took
not the car you drove in.
Took care of business against that Hoyt.
He gave him the beatdown.
All right, coming up next, we will be joined in studio by our friend Frank Caliendo. He's at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. Go to dcimprov.com for your tickets. Frank Caliendo in studio next with the Junks.